It's time to wake up, listener. I'm sorry it took so long. I mean, you shouldn't have fallen asleep. I wasn't in there for long, but I guess I was. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be mean. You get up, yawning. It's all right. Are you... okay. Well... we can leave now, I suppose. Oh, yes. Of course I'm ready to go. I wouldn't have said we could go if I wasn't ready. Jeez. Come on, let's go. Oh, and are we taking your car or mine? I don't mind driving. It isn't a problem for me. Me? All right, that sounds fine. Now come on, hurry up. I don't want to wait all day. We have reservations at the place too, you know? I don't want to lose those reservations because you... never mind, that was...
You open your driver's seat car for her.
Oh, well, thank you.
You close the door and walk over to your passenger side, getting in the car, closing the door.
All right. Are you all buckled in? Okay. Well, let's go. You know, I do have a general location of the place, but, well...
You offer to set up the GPS. She nods.
Uh-huh. Please. So, have you been here before? The restaurant we're going to. No. Me too. I haven't been before either. It's my first time. Hey. I wanted to say thanks for still being my friend. Staying friends with me. I know I haven't been the best person to you. But our relationship was so short, too. I guess I can see why we are still friends. It's been a while since then. Well, I did tell you I really wanted to try out this restaurant, but I didn't want to go alone. Sometimes things can get to me, and when I am alone, it just happens to get intense, and well, I... Oh, I am sorry about that. Oh, all right. Right here? Right? Oh, okay. Oh. Is that it right there? Wow. I lived closer than I thought. I didn't even know. Yeah. You know, I don't really check these things. I really thought it'd be maybe a 30-minute. Maybe an hour. Or even two. I wouldn't mind being in the car with you. For a while. You know? I'm sorry. That's kind of awkward. All right, parking. Now, in there. Are you ready to get out? I think we made it just on time. Yeah, we did. Any longer and we would have been really late. Maybe even missed our appointment.
You looked over to her and her eyes. She quickly looked away.
It was very well my fault. I promise next time I will be on time. Well, if there is a next time. I understand if there won't be. Anyway, we should move onwards. Well, let's go ahead and...
You got out of your car door, opening for her, offering your hand out. She took it, stepping out of the car with her purse.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. You can let go now. If you want. Oh, okay. I don't mind, I suppose, if we hold hands. We never did this before. Well, it's not like I like it or anything. No, of course not. I don't mind holding hands. It makes me not feel so awkward. Too, I suppose. It's kind of better. Especially going to a restaurant like this. I feel like this is the kind of restaurant you go to with people you really care about. No, it's not like that. It's nothing. Don't worry about it. I wasn't saying anything important.
Opening the door, you enter, first greeted by the hostess who leads you to your table after taking your reservation confirmation. She sits across from you at the table, menu in hand.
Well, everything looks amazing. It's really hard to choose.
You go ahead, order for her a steak with her favorite sides. The waitress confirms it's what she'd like. In response, she nods happily. You continue to order for yourself. The waitress takes the menus, leaving you two to speak alone.
Thank you for ordering for me. You know I'm just really indecisive. It's just all the menu items look great. I was really worried, too. All of it's Oh, wait. This is... All of it is... It's gonna be quite a bit, isn't it? I'm the one who invited you, so let me...
You told her it was okay, telling her you'd pay.
Well, you really don't have to do that at all. Come on, it's fine. We're not together. We haven't been for a while, you know? You don't have to do all this for me. Opening doors for me, excusing my behavior. I know I can be so mean to you. All of this, it's so much. I feel like at this point I don't deserve you as a friend either, you know? You're treating me like a...
Standing up, you went to sit next to her. It was awkward for a second. However, you turned to her, looking her in the eyes.
Like a... girlfriend. But we are. We aren't.
Leaning in, you gave her a kiss. Lingering there for a moment. Kissing her passionately while holding her shoulder. Gently holding her in place. As you backed away, you looked into her eyes once more.
You're right. It was a while ago. Our love. I know. It was really bad when we dated. My family was driving me insane. You were going through all these things in college. I'm so sorry. I know I ended up blaming you for everything I was going through. But you were there. You were there for me through everything.
You leaned in, kissing her again. Pushing her hair out of her face beforehand. She pulled away.
I am not understanding. You want me? No, I mean you want to be with me? But do I love you? It's not like I don't or anything. It's not like I don't love you. I do. I didn't ask anyone else to come here before you. I asked you to come because I wanted it to be you that I went with. I wanted it to be you. So yes, I do. I do love you. I wouldn't mind if we got together again. Wait, are you saying you want to too? Or are you just joking with me? Really? That makes me so happy. I missed you so much. I promise I won't be mean to you ever again. I promise I will be better. I promise I'll be better. No. Can you go sit on the other side? Being this close to you is, well, I mean, it's not like it bothers me or anything. I just... Just go sit over there. Okay? You can look at me more from over there. Idiot.